All right, but let me get this
the
thought
views
out.
And
Go
opinions
ahead.
Expressed
when
in the
we
Straight
rap,
Dope Show
I
are
really
those of the
felt
hosts
like
and guests,
really
and do not necessarily
have
reflect the official
people.
Policy
ahead,
or
like
position
a whole
of the
screen,
show. The
and then
Society,
like have the
Rock,
little
the Crown
like
TV.
Disney thing
the
where
show
the bubble
is intended
jumps
for entertainment
and they
purposes
can follow
only.
You
it
ahead
does
of the
not
game
provide
with
professional
that.
Or
yes,
legal advice.
You niggas,
listening to or watching
hey, it would be awesome.
The creators of the show are not responsible.
It ain't even
that bad,
bro. I hear you though, as a performer, as somebody that would rap and shit. I understand how fly that would be, because as a new fan, I might not know the words to your shit, but if the chorus pop up with the bouncing ball, I can ball, follow they're along, like, bro. I can follow along. Not only that, if you making references to stuff, you can do it in a different way where it's like you can do pictures.
You
can,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can do the whole meme
little
thing.
Videos. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. The
Did
point
you see
is,
my new video for tickets? Did you see that shit?
I did.
Yeah,
with the tickets. Did. Tickets. You put different things of tickets on tickets. So we just screaming for tickets. Did you get your tickets yet?
Yeah, did
so, you? But you get the idea, right?
I'm right there with you. That's why, as much as I usually would hate, I'm not right now. I'm like, I hear you. It sounded like we be started and you said captions on your raps. It was like, I don't like that fucking shit. But as we talked
when
about
really
it.
You think about it.
Nah, bro, if we had to show, like, when I said, like, when Vince Staples was rocking, It was just him on the stage. It wasn't a him and a hype, man. It's just him. So if he had the bouncing
anything
ball.
Behind him.
Or
yeah.
I mean, he had some shit up there, but if he had the bouncing ball, if he had, like, images of this shit when he's talking about Northside and it's showing Northside, Long Beach and shit, yeah. It would have been lit. It would
have
been like, ah!
It don't even have to necessarily be what you're saying. It could just be in reference to what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
like
no,
you say Northside. If it was like
whatever, yeah, whatever,
snow or some
yeah.
shit, and it's like, you know, niggas from the north understand how you feel.
Yeah.
They're gonna, you know, link to that in a way that other people wouldn't.
It
but that's good for your fan base.
I appreciate it because it draws the lines to shit that you know how when you rapping, you know what you rapping about.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody hear your raps, they like they putting it together themselves, but they're not in your headspace. So when you can give them that image, I mean, it's a meme. When you can give them that image, that's like, nigga, this is what I mean. Yeah. And they like, ah.
You know me, bro. I come from the MF Doom school of rap.
Yeah, no,
so
that nigga need
no.
Hey, hey, he needs subtitles, my nigga.
But it's once again, bro.
He needs subtitles.
You really don't. I'm gonna tell you from an experienced fan perspective.
Bob-a-lops, nigga. Bob-a-lops, nigga.
From a, I don't even know what that is. From an experienced fan's perspective, okay? You don't need to know exactly what he's saying.
Fair.
Because he's giving you so much imagery, I don't need to catch up to all of
you
it.
You can just pick,
I can
yeah.
pick and choose mm-hmm. as I go throughout the song.
And you can fill in the blanks. If you missed out, you'd be like, I saw where he started and I saw where
he
ended.
He says it in some of his raps where it's like, you don't know what he's saying, but the words be funny. Like, that's in his lyrics because it's what you do. I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but when I look through the lyrics and read them, I'll be like, ah,
that
nigga's
lit.
Hilarious. Or right. if he makes like a reference to the, then you start thinking about the Klingon with the rings was on.
Yeah.
And you like, ah, oh, the Klingon, I like Star Trek. You know what I mean? It's something simple.
Hey, Brad, you are a real nerd.
Yes.
You know, wait.
References are everything.
Hold on, I want the people to know that you were about to say Star Wars. You were about to.
Nah.
It was about to come out, and then you were like, Star Trek. Like, yo, your brain hit.
I can't do that.
Your brain hit. It was like, no, fix it.
I can't do that. But reality is, though, you know, you gotta say references, man. References to everything
I mean,
that you like in life.
Yeah,
people can link to references.
Absolutely.
This is where the captions come in.
I
because of references.
I hear you. That's why I said I agree with this take. About
this
captions.
This
specific
only.
Tank about
Look,
music
so
and rap and captions.
Such a good thing.
But I still hate you niggas for watching everything
in captions.
With captions. That's it. Like,
makes life easier, man. I don't understand
you
what's
lazy
wrong
with bitches.
That. What's wrong with being able to progressively follow along without always paying attention? There's nothing bad about that.
In my mind.
As a person that doesn't pay attention to anything
exactly.
he watches.
Exactly. This is
why would you hate on captions?
Because when I do tune in, It makes my brain work.
Hold on, bruh. Hold on, bruh.
Let me get this out. Let me get this out.
Nope. Because I need to pause your bullshit so that the rest of the people know he doesn't watch anything. Okay?
That's not true.
You don't actually watch shit.
That's not true.
Shut the fuck up.
That's not true.
80% of the time.
Hold on, Doc.
I walk in this room.
Southside.
I walk in this room. Black Lady Sketch Show. And the TV is on. He ain't looking at it, but it's on. And it's just going. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just going. And I'm like, hey, what you watching? I don't know. What's it about? And then you'll tell me what's it about. So you're paying attention, kind of. But you don't even know what the fuck it is, right? You're the main person that needs captions.
No, I don't.
Let me actively kind of follow along.
I'll let you go. That's my turn. It's my turn. Check it out.
All right, go ahead.
Check it out. I like to exercise my brain and passively pay attention. So then when I tune in, when I look and be like, bam, what's going on? Brain work. And I figure it out. And I see if I'm right. If I'm like, yo, this is about to happen. Feel me?
And then in class.
All the time. All the time. Nigga, I'm learning all the time. Okay? I'm always learning. Alright?
So you mad at the niggas that's getting
lazy notes? Bitches, nigga.
We getting notes. What's wrong with us?
You niggas need to step it up. Okay? That's it. Niggas need
What's
to step
wrong
it up.
With notes? You was mad at the niggas that use notes on their test, huh?
Absolutely.
You was like, oh, we can do that? And it's like, yeah, nigga, you didn't hear them?
Hey, I'm not mad at the niggas using notes because I still got better scores than they did.
I bet you did because you was up studying for the last 2 weeks.
I don't study.
Shut up, nigga. I'm so dumb.
The fuck?
Anyway.
nigga said study. Wait a minute. Hold on, bruh. I've never studied. I show up to school like it's a job, nigga. I'm here from 9 to 5. Okay, when I leave, that should stay at school. Keep school at school, my nigga. Keep work at work. But when I show up, though. But when I show
as
up,
the person
though,
that can
I be
get
ready.
Through shit. No, because as the person that can get you through shit without studying, it ain't easy. All right? I'm going to say that, but I don't want people to think he didn't have to try through school. No.
It's not easy, nigga.
It ain't easy.
I'm just that great.
No, I'm not that great. See? The fuck out of here. You're so full of shit. I was not the kid that had my parents checking up on me, talking about, did you get your test? What'd you do on your scores?
Oh, nah.
What your grades look like? My parents was not checking for me, all right? So... You know you need to pass, though. That shit
that's
is not
it.
Clear.
No. No, nigga, you need to get through.
You gotta get
you
through.
You need to get through, nigga.
There ain't no coming back with all C's and shit. So you gotta make sure, in your own way, I'm still passing. So I can't do the passive-aggressive, I'm not gonna study, I'm not gonna do nothing
oh,
shit.
Oh, nah, bruh.
Nah, fuck that.
I mean...
You fuck out of here with whatever he about to say.
I mean, like, okay, so check it. If you went to a regular school, you right. I did not. So I went to a school that taught me what work is really about. 9 to 5. Nigga, once you out this bitch, you out this bitch, okay?
I really don't like you.
Like, I feel like that's what school should be. You know what's fucked up? The regular school system taught you niggas to care about your job.
Yeah.
No, my school taught me, nigga, 9 to 5. The only time this shit matter is
I
when
still
you
have
eat.
That mindset. And I be teaching my coworkers, like, you don't have to care about this. You don't have to pick up for the boss when you at home.
Fuck that.
The fuck is he calling you for?
Nigga, am I at work? What? You not my boss, nigga? We not
boss,
friends.
Bosses really do have that mindset to be like, you need to pick up your phone. I bet you he wouldn't say that to me.
Bruh.
Hey, I bet you he wouldn't say it to me.
Nigga, you better call me on work hours or wait till I'm on work hours for a message, my nigga. Like, I'm not. You know what, though? I'll tell you like this, because I'm in between. If I fuck with you as a person, I'll answer the phone. Give a fuck if you're my boss or somebody that work for me. I'll answer the phone if I fuck with you as a person. If I don't fuck with you, nigga, do not call me. Unless I'm supposed to be at work. If I ain't supposed to be at work, do not reach out to me.
I won't pick up and I'm on site. Alright?
Nigga said real boundaries, nigga. See me in person. You know I'm here.
It's serious. Either leave me a message and I will get back to you or come find me, nigga.
I'm on site.
Don't call me for shit.
I feel it. I ain't mad.
My phone ain't for you. I don't pay my bill to talk to you.
Yeah, I agree. Nope.
See, this is why I be teaching. See, this is why I don't take like you shouldn't be a manager with mindsets like me, because you be teaching people the wrong shit.
No, I teach niggas how to get through. This is how you get through.
But from a manager's position, I'm making their job way harder. Every manager gonna have a bunch of employees bunch telling of them militant how they niggas. Do their job. You ain't doing your shit right.
I feel like we need more of them niggas.
And I feel like you ain't setting me up for success.
Exactly. We need to have a conversation, bro. We need to have a meeting. I hate meetings, nigga, but we can have a meeting.
When your underlings call a meeting.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap, son.
Your bosses start looking at you like, where? What's going on?
Oh, he ain't doing shit, huh? He ain't helping you at all.
Do I need to come down there? They start popping up.
Need to come down there? Yes.
You the manager and your boss popping in on you. What's going on?
Hey, to all the people out there, that's what we want from you. Okay, we want you to put the pressure on them niggas that's supposed to be in charge of you, that eat off you. Them niggas get bonuses off you, right? But then they be acting like you don't do shit. All right, bro, really put the pressure on them. Show these niggas that I do the job. What these niggas do, sit around and act like I don't do the job. Fuck them hoes. So, you know, with that, we ain't even started the show yet, but it's cool. I'm El Uno.
I ain't gonna say my name because of my job. I'm just playing.
Yo, this is a straight dope show, man. And it's a nigga's birthday today, not mine.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But it's this nigga's birthday.
It's my birthday.
And he didn't say shit. So if y'all pay attention to the show, if y'all been fans for a long time, y'all understand that neither one of us tell each other when our birthday is until it's like day of or day after. Like, we like best friends, but we don't say, hey, my nigga, my birthday coming up. It's like, see if this nigga know. If he don't, I'll let him know.
It ain't even that. That's like the fact that it fell on today. It's like, I see him.
Yep, that's about right.
It would have been like, we popped up, you up throughout the week. It's like, hey, my birthday passed.
Nigga, happy birthday to us. We made it through another one.
You know, we ain't nobody tripping about shit.
I guess another day, bro. Keep moving. Hey, I feel like as long as if you don't celebrate your birthdays, then you'll stay young. Because you always, it's like, nigga, when the last.
Look at us. You know?
I look amazing for my age. I look
a day over 30.
That's great.
You know what I'm saying?
I just look like I got stress. Like a little grays in here. It's like, I ain't being stressed though. Like, nigga, my hairline's still intact.
The fact that you even said that. No, you don't. You do not look like you got stress. You putting that shit on yourself.
It's only because of the gray.
So you want to sound older and more majestic. This thing ain't got no stress. His stress is going to find blunts. Motherfucker be like, I'm out. I guess I gotta walk to the
other store. I go, hey, hold on, I'm out of blunts. Let me walk to the store. They ain't got no switches. Let me walk to the other store. That's the biggest.
Fuck out of here. You have no problems.
Shut up, bro. Don't tell people that.
Don't
tell people that.
That's not.
Nigga, I gotta stress people.
No, he doesn't.
Nah, hey, so.
The fact that I can say this.
And yeah, confidently. Confidently. Like, this nigga ain't got
shit. I know your life like that. I know what you're going through. You ain't up at night.
You sleep too good to be up at night. This nigga go to bed on time. This nigga wake up on time. Like, nigga ain't no anyway. Nigga.
Let's get on topic. I was gonna go through
my shows and shit, nigga, because I had the show and I gotta do the announcements. So I did have a show at Drink Easy Wines. If y'all came out, shout out to you. That shit was fun as hell. Hey, it's cold though, bro. It's like rapping. Like, what I mean by it's like rapping. Is
for the people who don't know.
Every time, at least for me, something fucks up my flow.
Oh, I thought
with rapping, it was like, hey, bro, the DJ fucked up. All right, I got a fix for that. Hey, bro, this happened. I got a fix for that. Like, right, every time. This time it was just like, oh, no, we're going to put this actual professional comedian in front of you. Like, as a guest spot, then you gonna go up after him. And it's like,
After the nigga.
Oh,
word. They got pressure.
No, they're like, you good, bro. You got it.
Nothing. Of course you don't care. motherfuckers ain't got my back. Motherfuckers don't care about me.
Like, bruh, I'm new to this, right? We had three. Okay. My girl Tess throw great shows, period. If you see a testicle show, you should show up to it. With that, she had the three guest spots that was cast as funny. But they guest spots. They not part of the show, right? Then another nigga popped
up. Oh, just that. Right, go ahead.
Then the nigga popped up that was like, I know he good. I seen him. I paid to go see this nigga. He's like, oh, bro, let him get 10 or 5 in real quick. And it's like, nigga, before, real good. Before me, real my good. Nigga, like, before me, though, like, damn, he could have went after me, my nigga, like.
You were sitting there doing this, huh? I was like, I'm good, huh?
And I was sitting there like, huh.
I'm going to be all right.
We going to see.
This nigga was doing this
exactly.
Shit. Trying not to be seen.
You're trying to hide.
Wait. Is it completely like rap? Like, did you have to go throw up type shit?
Nah, I didn't have to.
Because you know how that.
I know. You got to get it out.
Get on stage. Let me get this out.
You got to get it out before it come out. But yeah, nah. I went up there and I guess I did a good job. What's funny for me in comedy is I can't hear anything. Like, it's like I'm in that moment. I can see your face. I can hear laughter a little bit, but it feel like that's me telling me that they laughing and not me hearing people.
That might be a good thing.
It might be, but it's something I gotta figure the fuck out.
Actually, no, because if you always think you're funny, fuck it. Well, you can just sit in your own pocket and like whether they laugh or not.
I think that's where I got to. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know how you looking for the auditory response and my ears just stop working.
But this is where once again, remember, as being a rapper, we know niggas, bro. Y'all gonna turn around.
Keep grinding, bro. Keep.
And if I know I'm spitting flames out here,
you'll turn around.
No, they might not. They might not. But if I know I'm spitting flames up here,
I'm good. Yeah. No, you
fuck
right.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. You're I'm right. Great. Shit.
Well, no, I did tell him that. So as a Leslie, like, niggas don't want to lose to you. They can't lose your girl to you, you feel me? Because it's Leslie. Like, nigga, Leslie beat you. Nigga, Leslie took your bitch, nigga. Like, nigga, what? Right?
So, I wasn't ready.
But it's like, so, you know, I had to diminish myself and not be the star I truly can be. Because niggas be sad.
Diminish my star.
Fuck these niggas. For they egos and shit.
I would definitely lay into this. It's like, look, man, y'all don't even know what I did for you.
So the show was great. The show was great. And y'all should come out to Laughs Unlimited March 20th.
Okay? They're going to be there.
It's going to be lit.
They're going to be there.
It's hella niggas on the thing, too. So it's going to be dope, regardless. Tell a nigga something.
You gonna be prepared? You gonna be alright?
You know what? I feel like I could kill it with them niggas that surround me. The cats that was at that other show.
Oh, word. This new group, yeah.
I'm not saying nothing negative about the new group. I'm just saying that it's a lot of
it was
newer.
A different tier.
It's a lot of newer cats, right? And then these other cats is like, they get paid to do this.
They were really funny.
Like they professionals, nigga. They do this. They not for a living, but they do this all the time. Like, and like I said, they get paid for it. They don't do this shit for free. They not open micers, nigga. They real comedian niggas. Okay,
we get paid tonight.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so that's the difference in levels. And it's like,
look at you. Are you not getting paid?
Nah, I did though. I did. But it's still like, nah, y'all do this for money. Nah, nigga. I'm just like,
said, are they going up before me?
Like, they ain't gotta go up before me, my nigga.
I mean, I couldn't warm them up. I can't get the crowd warm.
They like, nah, nope.
I can't fill out. I can't be a tester.
We gonna see how good you are.
Damn. Like, close it up.
I didn't close, but it was still like, nigga, why am I right? Why am I in this spot? Like, when niggas ask you, hey, bro, where are you from? Like, I'm from Sac. Like, oh, word. Oh. It's like, yo, ah, like, you know.
How did that feel? How did that make you feel?
I just know every time somebody say that, it's like, what did I do that makes you think that way about me? Like, when you like, nigga, who is this nigga? Like, that's their question. Who is, where the fuck this nigga come from?
I ain't never seen
he ain't never been at spots.
I ain't never seen you around.
So now I be around.
Oh, okay.
It's like, do you, nigga?
So you coming back again, huh?
So, I say that to that say...
That does remind me a lot of the rap show. That is exactly the same as the rap
same
show.
Same shit.
Oh, you from... Oh, okay. But and you really see him at the next one. They'd be like, oh, yeah,
Hey, bro, shout out to the Nugget King, bro. I want my nigga to drop some old shit. I was listening to Peaches and Cream Freeze. My nigga was putting a song, bro.
Oh, he got music like that? Yeah.
You nigga the chop, chop, chopping broccoli, nigga? Hey.
I remember that one.
Bro, I'm talking about them old songs. He ain't got new ones. It's just the old ones. But I was listening to him again.
I don't even know where this nigga is in the world.
He around.
What if he... But you know how we just talk about some random person?
The bro, Nugget King. That's who we're talking about. The Nugget King.
But the Nugget King could be like fucking a pharmacist.
He could be.
Local drugstore. And you talking about him like, yo, he needs to come back and drop this heat.
He need to put that... I need to put us on, bruh. Show us talk that farm to fork life, bruh. Because he was old. He was talking peaches and cream fresh, nigga. Nigga chopping broccoli. And then nigga said, have you ever been to French Laundry, nigga? That fancy ass restaurant in Napa. That nigga was going crazy. What? He was going crazy. He was putting his own, bro. We had no idea.
See? This random Nugget King dude is like... I remember him.
What is that, bro?
He came through with people's.
He had a squad, nigga, that had t-shirts and shit. Fuck with the Nugget King, nigga. That's the nigga, bro. Like forever, bro. I'm a chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
My shit. All right, can we get to the list? Can we say something today?
Yeah, sure.
Nigga?
If you want to.
Fuck.
We did.
What's happening?
I thought we was saying stuff.
What's happening about life? That we want to talk about.
This sweater is really nice.
That actually is. I didn't notice that. That is dope.
See? I have a new problem though.
What?
Every time I have a show, I'm like, I gotta make some new shit for my show. Like I got a long sleeve and a windbreaker coming for my next show.
Some new shit for my Y'all gotta see me up on my thing. It's uplift.
With the drip. I don't like that word though. I told people drip? I think it's a stupid word. All
right, so
because I'm old, bruh. When you say something drippy, I'm like, nigga, you gotta go to the hospital.
It doesn't have to be drippy. It could just be I got dripping.
You say you got the drip, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Or you could say I'm really wet right now. Wet as fuck.
No.
You gotta lean into that shit and say it with authenticity.
Because I'm urban. Because I'm
wet as fuck right now.
Because I'm urban, I understand. But a lot of my friends aren't urban.
I don't even fuck so, what they are. They gonna catch on. Why does he keep saying he's wet?
What's wet?
And you just be doing this shit. I'm so wet right now. They will be looking at you.
I hate the youth, bro. Like, yo, we already had dope, fly, fresh. Like, we already had them words. They already existed in the lexicon. Everybody understands what they mean. Even if you think dope is bad, you understand when somebody be like, yo, that's dope. You be like, all right, that's cool. Like, no, you niggas said, nah, fuck that.
Tripped out.
Sauced up.
Now sauce is like forever.
I don't hate sauce though. I don't hate
sauce. You don't even say sauce anymore. You say A1 or something of a sauce. You know what I mean?
You said you got the KC masterpiece.
You name a sauce. You don't even have to say
honey mustard.
I'm the sauce.
You got the honey mustard.
I'm not honey mustard of this shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, dipped in the honey mustard.
You don't have to say a sauce.
You're right.
That's different.
You're right. No, but like I said, I don't hate sauce. I hate drip.
Look.
Anyway.
Drip, what I was about to say about drip is because I got a character named Walks with Drip because I'll keep my character dripped out. So I'm always walking with the drip.
Nigga said walks with drip. So is this that fairy with the glass wings or whatever?
Yes. Nigga, no, actually, no. That was a long time ago. I wish fairy. I could have that.
That's a different fairy. Okay.
This nigga said with the glass wings. See, they was diamonds.
Close enough, nigga.
It was diamonds. Yo. When I flew through the sky, them shits. Shit look like diamond blades, bro. And I would drop out the sky and kill people. That was the dopest game ever,
that's,
bro.
That's wild.
It was awesome.
Okay, let's talk about this list. Niggas have not said a damn thing off the list. What we're here for? Where we want to start? Sports or other shit?
Miami Beach said, fuck y'all. Get the fuck out of here. We don't want your bullshit this summer. Spring. Yeah. This anytime.
Pretty much.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You
people.
Roofigans.
You people. Roof,
what do they call them?
Ruffians.
Ruffians. Yeah. You.
Ne'er-do-wells. yo, but I mean, can you blame them,
no? No. Hell no. Nah. Because if it got so bad that the entire city literally said,
bruh, they made
we
a,
need to do something about made this a to have campaign. Happening.
They made
but the whole city has to agree on something like that.
Right.
To the point where we're going to make this a point that this can't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The people who live there said, fuck
nah,
you guys.
We out of here. Yep.
Like, imagine how big spring break is, right, in general. Because we've already known, go to Miami, right?
Yeah.
It's always been big. But the people that live there said, fuck all of you.
Which is crazy because that's the economic impact of a spring, just like that 1 or 2 weeks of the people flooding the beach trying to be in Miami for spring break is ridiculous. Like that, like
it should be worth it, but it got so bad they said fuck everybody. Bro,
they said they closing the parking garages. The parking garages on the Miami Beach Boulevard, but
can't
closed.
Park nowhere. Don't come here.
That's crazy. But you're right though. It's like. The amount we live in California, my nigga. We don't hear the stories, right? But the amount of things that have happened that we have heard of, right?
Miami Beach.
And it's like that's just the small amount that made it national, nigga. That made it across the coast. We're not talking about the shit that the people in the town know about. We're not talking about the local shit that they keep within the state.
And this is just by the spring or like seasonal stuff. This is just seasonal stuff.
Yeah. So
this isn't like. Which makes it much more of a problem. If it was a yearly problem, it would be a yearly thing where you go into your city and you talk about, oh, well, we need to clean up on the crime.
We need to stop, yeah.
Blah, blah, exactly. blah, right? Mm-hmm. It would just be a thing that's an issue in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a seasonal thing, you can pinpoint and direct it to, it's because of this.
These 3 weeks. For these 3 weeks, it go crazy. Shut
every
that shit
fucking
down.
Year. Mm-hmm. And to the point where it impacts our city, and we don't want these people here anymore. It impacts us so much. It's devastating.
It's a negative impact.
But, oh my, it's just...
Like, no, because...
Miami spring break has been so big to our culture, it's kind of crazy just to imagine it's not going to be a thing anymore.
But everything we're saying makes it we know that it was going to... It went too far. Mm-hmm. Somewhere. We don't know the details, nigga. We from here.
Yeah.
Right? But, yo, when... We just said it's an economic influence to the community, right? For them 3 weeks, niggas is buying. They go to the restaurants. They go to the clubs. They hotel
everything,
rooms.
Everything
right?
You can jack the prices up and it's still going to sell out.
Right.
So the impact should be
worth it. And they said, nah, because the detriment is it's unbalanced, mm-hmm. right? And how do you make a vacation spot unbalanced? What the fuck is y'all up to?
Just ridiculous craziness. And it's usually young people.
It's always always the youth.
But it's gotten to that point where you've gotten so crazy that it's never going to be a thing anymore.
Yeah. Like Freak Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's where we shutting this down forever now. You're not coming here for this.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere else.
Go, yep.
You know what I mean? And that's the part that has to be like, we don't have Miami spring break anymore.
Because y'all don't know how to act? I mean, but it's
like you remember TRL in those times.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, no, that was where it was. That was the spot. That was where you went. But that's the thing, though, is it's like I feel that everybody always wants to outdo their older brother, right? So if your brother went to spring break and did some wild shit, you trying to go there and do wilder shit.
Yes, right? We gotta stop that.
And that one-up shit ain't necessary, nigga. You can just have fun.
But I understand it because it's the American pie attitude where we're...
Yeah, we try to go crazy.
And we applaud the going craziness, you know, and we make it seem like...
personally.
But we make it seem like it's a part of culture that should be a part of culture. And
yeah. No, like,
it's a
you're
part
right.
of college culture.
You're absolutely right.
It's a
right.
part of, you know, being a man, being a...
That, this your, it's your rites of passage up. And shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's part of who you are.
I totally hear you, but like I told you earlier, bruh, as much of a social butterfly as I am, nigga... Every time I tried, every time I stepped out that box and tried to, you know what I mean, spread my wings in that sector, niggas was like, no, go back to your box. So
yeah. I got scared of what power I saw I could have. I didn't like that shit. You know how you can see how
that's
dumb
interesting.
People are?
Oh yeah.
When you see how easily it is to influence other people and you don't want to be that influence on them.
That's fair.
That's the thing. Cause it's like if I dude. The number of, like, I don't even want to say this, but, like, you know how when somebody really likes you, they're willing to, like...
Do whatever you ask them to?
The number of times I've had to, like, slow somebody down so that they don't do some shit that they're going to end up regretting.
Uh-huh. Like, nah, but people want a leader. People want to be led. And if you are charismatic and convincing, right... You don't even have to believe the shit you said. It might be funny to you. Like, that's a problem that I have.
Yeah.
Is that shit be funny to me, so I'll lean into it 100 and go all the way in because the jokes is just that much better every time I say something. But somebody looking at me like I'm telling, I'm speaking the gospel. It's like, oh, whoa. Yeah. I was playing.
That nigga know the truth, bro.
I was playing.
You know about the earth being flat, bro. He the truth. You need to be around him, listen to him. I'm about to start, you know, kicking it with him. What's like, he getting into?
It's like, whoa, bro.
It's like, hey, what is it you trying to do?
I was just playing, bro. It was all jokes. But yeah, nah, that you're right. In that instance, is people want that feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So the fact that you can influence people that way, and then that kind of influence leads you to shit like this, because the people that are being influential, such as a Jake Paul or them Nelk boys or something like that, it's like, yo, the shit you doing, kids is like, I want to do that. Like, he did it and it was hella cool, so I'm gonna do it and it's gonna be hella cool. Or actually, I gotta go 10 times harder than he did for my shit to be cool.
Yeah, the influencer youth is the influencer movement is such a problem. Just because I came up in it's a problem to me because we came up being taught not to follow people. Mm-hmm. Don't be a follower was a thing that my father taught me,
and then
from a very young.
And then they created an influencer job,
literally, and where you follow people online, and that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Is just to follow people. So you know I don't care about celebrities enough to want to be in a personal life. So when people start telling me about a celebrity's personal life, it's a little weird to me. I don't give a fuck.
That's none of my business.
But that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you get to a point where we do this about ourselves, where I want you to be a fan of me, and I update you and post about my life in a way that I want followers and engagement on me and you as, you know, a fan, not that you friend.
But I gotta create that fake friendship to get you as a fan because you don't really like the shit I do. What's funny? I mean, this is not what we was talking about, but it's interesting because this dude posted some shit about he was going through it or whatever, and that he might post about it later. And it's like, nigga, you just posted about it right now. You just told us in this post that you going through some shit. But you not going, like, bro, are you fishing for sympathy?
No,
what the fuck is this?
It isn't that he's fishing for sympathy. It's that the part that you don't link to that everybody else on his following thing does. We're looking for the story and we're going to be there for you and engage with you in it.
Hey, the fact that...
Actively. Stop. Because Reddit has those pages where it's anonymous. And I'm going to tell you about this event in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to come back and update you and then get up there and then comments from people. And I'm going to see what I can actually do for my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are going to help me actively solve this problem.
Yeah.
That's how much engagement people want in your life. when they don't know you, you're anonymous. When they actually know you and you're a fan of you,
fuck.
Bro, I want every detail possible. I want to be involved in every moment.
But they're not trying to help you.
Pregnancies, all of that.
But we're not trying to help,
though. Yes, we are. I want to be involved in everything that you do. I'm your friend now. I'm a part of your life. We're family. We're followers.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I know it's weird.
Because that, my thing was, Doug, if you don't, when you say in a social media post that you don't know if you're about to post about this other thing, how stupid do you think I am?
It isn't even that.
No, because I'm only asking because this really bothered me. I was looking at this.
You're not one of these people.
Well, no, like
I don't have the mindset to be like them. And because you not like them, to you it seems like almost stupid as fuck. Like, why are you doing this to me kind of thing to you?
But it's to me, really, it's just disingenuous.
But to the person who wants this, it's excitement.
Oh, what are they going to tell us a story or not?
I'm waiting for it to drop. Like they said, it's going to drop. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell y'all later. All right, so 7 hours later, it dropped. Hey, I'm with my friends, blah, blah, blah. Hey, blah, 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 just dropped their shit. It's about to go live. Y'all want to see? And depending on your friend circle, like, y'all can all be engaged in this shit. And it's like that with anybody. Like, think about it. Taylor Swift. Fucking, who's another celebrity that has that engagement that you can think of? Where a little event can mean something to other people's lives.
I, as much as I hear you, you know how you just don't want to accept some things as being true? Because it's like, I like to give y'all the benefit of the doubt. And with that fact, and the fact that he could, you can say, I don't want to talk about this shit right now. Even though this shit happening. And I'm going to tell y'all later. Right? You can do that. And that's literally farming engagement about some shit that you probably shouldn't be talking about in public. Not to say that it's not a big issue. I'm saying if you literally going through some shit, right? If you going through some heart wringing shit, and you need somebody to talk to, nigga, what are we doing here?
Getting somebody to talk to. The internet. There's so many different people that you can talk to on the internet. In a world where you want to be,
I guess it's just, you know what? I guess it's my, I'm about to cut you off. I guess it's just my lack of trust in the internet.
But look, in a world where you want to be seen, right? Mm-hmm. If you were to go outside with your problems, whatever the fuck you're going through, doesn't matter. Like, it could be really small. Doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, remember how you would tweet about shit with the DMV?
Yeah.
If you were to go out into the world and just tell some random person about your problem, that one person might engage with you, or they might get that moment and be like, fuck, dude, this motherfucker wouldn't leave me alone. God, it was weird.
Yeah.
And he really cared. God, I was just glad to get away from him. Right?
Absolutely.
And in that moment, you were like, man, I was just glad to have somebody to vent to in this moment because I was fucking pissed. When you can go to the internet and you already know I got a fan base, I got people that care about me. I remember the usernames that always check in for me. Like, they really matter, bro. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to be a thing that you can go to, and it creates like a semblance and a good thing for your life.
Mm-hmm.
If I always have this outlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That the community is big word because this is why they're influences. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, everything that you're saying is a community, right? The only reason that I don't like to say that word in reference to the internet is because in a community, me and my neighbors might not fuck with each other, but we share a fence. Mm-hmm. If the fence break, we gonna get together and be like, hey bro, what we about to do? Right? We don't have to fuck with each other, but nigga, because we live together or around each other, we gonna take care of each other. Just in general. Not because I care about you, just because, nigga, you right there. That's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yo, the online community does
but,
that though.
No, but I'm saying the online community, you don't, who, there's no real way to tell who is real and who is not.
True.
So what I mean by that is niggas is just sarcastic for no reason. Niggas just throw they fucking 2 cents in them with the joke for no reason. But right? So if you, what I'm saying is, if you really come in here for an honest feeling, right? all this shit you getting is whatever it's the give and take of you don't know who's the victim here. Is that's what I'm getting to. Did you saying this shit gives people the opportunity to use you for their advantage? Mm-hmm. Right? And that's where I'm at. That's why I don't understand it, because it's like, dog, the vulnerability that you're putting online, it's because it's not just you that's vulnerable. It's the other people in your little community that's vulnerable because they fuck with you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
And so it can be a bad thing.
And that's why I'm like, this shit don't make no sense, because it's like, y'all don't understand what you're doing to that other person. Because it's like, how many times we done heard, not the influencer themselves, the mod of they fucking Reddit is taking advantage of niggas. Yeah. The other commenter in this other person in this group.
It's like something that can start off as a good thing always ends up as a bad thing.
You see what I'm saying?
Because it always goes too far. That's literally where that happens. Because it's not a bad thing to say, I needed a place to go, and this is my community.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the fact that the way that it gets misconstrued, that's why I can't say it's a community, because again, I don't have to fuck with niggas to do cool, to be able to get shit together. But y'all fuck with each other, and it's like, I'm only fucking with you to take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm only putting this personal information out so you can then feel sorry for me and donate to my Patreon. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that.
All the stuff that I'm going through.
Like, I'm going through so much, but if you could just subscribe, or if you could just like donate, if you could just hit me in the Venmo. Like, come on, bro.
And understand what I'm going through in this hard time.
So that's why.
And I'll be back tomorrow live at 9 p.m.
So
that's
all.
Not a joke, because that's
it's,
really.
It's, no, but that's what I'm saying. I can't trust that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If these is honest feelings and shit, you're going through some shit you need somebody to talk to. All right, bro, get what you need. But if you fucking...
I think the part that you're always going to have an issue with is this is how they live their real lives. There's a person who's...
There you go.
Like how we have this whole setup.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they live their life. Like, you're not about to stop this. Mm-hmm. I leave and then upload this, then return the cameras on, and then
talk
about your life for the next hours.
Oh, nah. We only here for this. We only here, they're gonna get this shit off.
But if we were trying to get a part of our community and really care about the engagement of our community and what it was like to go through what we talked about today and how it meant to us and what our feelings and what I'm going through this week, and then as I go through my week, how I feel today, and today I woke up and, you know, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm gonna wear. And this is what I'm gonna smell like. Like, this is how much people are going to follow you if they really care about you, bro.
No, I mean, I understand.
Like, do you realize today you could be the person that says, I'm gonna videotape every single thing about me, and because I have zero fans right now, a year from now, I'm gonna have so many random fans that just care about random specific aspects of my day.
I get it, but I personally don't care about anybody else like that, right? So it's like, even you, bro, we closest of friends. I don't give a fuck what you do when you leave here. That's your life. My nigga, if you feel like telling me that, cool. If you don't, cool.
I feel weird about it. Hey, man, I'm about to go back home.
Like, you know?
I might make a hot dog. Like, then I'm going to watch some Avatar.
Hold on. Hey, what do I say? Cool. What that mean to me? Nigga. Like, that sounds fun. I might make a hot dog too. I don't know yet. But and that's just in general how I feel. I guess it's just because I'm older and I look at people.
You've always been that way.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm only looking for what you get, what you're doing for me. Mm-hmm. If you rap, you rapping for me. If you make movies, you're making movies for me. Yo, life ain't for me. That's your shit.
That's your shit. I don't be a part of that. But you're not part of the community and fandom like that. So you're not going to be the person that gets this. It's not for you. The fandom and the community, this is what they do.
This is so far off topic.
Damn.
But I think it's a good conversation. Because when you don't understand something, we got to talk about it. Right? And I'm like, I never get when you like, oh, I'm going through it right now. I might post about it later.
they whole community is with them through their issues, and they can really talk about them. There could be doctors in there and they shit. Like, there's so many random people in that community.
No, but that's, I get that part, but that's what I'm saying is, it's like, if you really need help, my nigga, in live in person, you struggling physically with some shit, why is this your outlet?
Because this is the best place to get information for me.
Okay.
This is what, not only is it what I'm used to, it's what I'm going to get the quickest responses from. 24/7, they checking on me, bro. Again, they on my notifications. Every time I really break this shit down, you start laughing.
I'm laughing because it's right, bro. Because niggas hit the bell. Like, nigga, I've never hit the bell on anybody's YouTube channel, nigga, for the last however long YouTube has existed.
Right.
I told you how I treat notifications. I turn all of them off. The only ones I get is news, and if I get a text message, and it ain't even a vibrate notification, it's sound.
I don't need to know about your life. If I follow you for any reason, just be happy that I follow you. But that's
if we are the way we are.
If we're not engaged in that way, we're just not those types. You know, you'll still follow them though, and that's what they need.
And I see
you still like the videos.
Yeah, that's what they need.
You're still sharing. That's what they need. You know, you're just not in the comments directing your life towards them. Oh, I'm so happy that you're up and posting today. Like, you're not going to comment some shit like that. This nigga laughs every time I say some shit. Like, it's
like, hey, nah, bro.
The actual engagement of online activity is just not
said,
there to me.
The nigga said, I'm so happy you posted today. I can give a fuck if you did or not, bro.
Hey, you, there's an influencer chick, bro. There's an influencer, like, little gym chick that I watch, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? So
you'd be so happy she posted every day.
No, I don't. You don't even know where I'm going with this.
I don't.
Bruh. I see her comment on other influencer gym people all the time.
Hmm.
Like, all the time.
They be showing up in your feed and shit. And you just be tracking, you just be following her.
I don't try to follow. But when you see their comment, because you follow them, and it's like, you really care about these people in this community, it's something to you and what you do every day. It's a part of your life. All the time. I'm just going through, looking at asses, to be honest with you, and liking them.
It's a whole different game. You start liking, bro, change your algorithm.
But the point is, to her life, this algorithm that you talking about matters. To me, it's just some shit to look at. Yeah. To her, it matters.
It's the life.
This is my community.
Yeah. No, you know what's crazy is that there's so many different separations of lifestyle. Like, right? Like, I feel like in the 80s, even in the 90s, everybody had different lifestyles, of course, but the way you lived your life was kind of the same. Nigga, mm-hmm. You communicated with a cell phone or a pager. Right, or the house phone, nigga. You showed up to you had to buy the tickets at the box office type shit. Like, all of those things that we had to do things together, we had to do together, mm-hmm. Right? We had to go to the mall to buy shoes and shit. We would see niggas there just because it's the only place within the 15 miles, nigga, we gonna get these. So,
you know what was different about then and now? You didn't know what people were into when they separated from you, and now you do because you followed them.
But that's what I'm saying is that we all had, because we had to do those things together, that's why Jordan shit is popular. Because the last time that we actually had to like the same thing, it was them. Mm-hmm. Fast forward now, we all are separated off in our little pods, bro, in our little sub-communities, right? It might be a hip-hop community, but you grind, nigga, you not lyrical. Like,
it could be from Poland. You could be your hip-hop community from Poland. You just really fuck with the Polish community and the Polish rap shit.
Yeah, that's y'all.
I like the way they sound.
Right? But you don't have to try to integrate that into the wider base. You don't have to try to be a part, like they say hip-hop was regional, right? Hip-hop was regional. And then when you start, then they was picking things from different sections. Oh, he from the South, we like this. Oh, they from the West, we like this, mm-hmm. Right? But when it became a mush... when everybody is everything and everybody is everything, it's like, okay, This is what it is. So you turn into your sub communities that are smaller but more active.
It's niche, and they right? care about your community.
Right, yeah. But that care in that community, I feel like this is gonna take a left, but follow me. The care in that community of those niche ideas hurts things such as the Black community as a whole, hip hop as a whole, right? Because your focus is not on the singular version of we making hip hop dope. Mm-hmm. No, I'm making my subgenre dope, and all you niggas that don't fuck with us is bullshit.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Right?
Fuck everything you care about.
Right?
This is our shit.
So you see where I'm at.
It's you against the system every single time, all the time.
And it's everybody's the system, yeah, right? Yeah. Y'all are all on the set. Y'all all in hip-hop.
Yeah.
But I don't fuck with that kind of
and
hip-hop.
That's just talking about music and that one little group.
Yeah.
This can be
anything. This is everything. This is literally everything. Your subgroup, your passion and care for your subgroup.
That's what politics is now.
That's why I was saying
politics are really bad now.
No, this is why I was
your little subgroup really cares about whatever little thing that you care about, and we're gonna talk about the left and the right as if these motherfuckers over here care about this shit. Like, I'm gonna walk up to some random person and tell them who they are because they look leftish to me. Like, what, nigga? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Thank you.
But you care about it so much in your little life and your subgroup and your genre and your things. And it's like, I talk about it and I believe in it so much. And it's like, my dialogue and everything in my mind is framed around this. When I get out into the world and talk to a random person, it fits what I think of them. They don't even know what I'm saying. I don't even know what you're talking about,
and that,
dude.
That's my point. What you just said right there was my. That's why I was saying you got to go left, but you got to follow me, bro.
I can connect that because our politics are so fucking crazy.
We so fractured, bro. It's like everybody has their own needs and wants, but it's like if you understand that if we solve one problem, that might answer them questions, mm-hmm. right? But we're not even worried about the major problem. No, we don't problems. Care about that problem. We care about my problem.
We don't even care about my problems. I care about what you think.
About my problem.
Ain't even that. I care about what you think of who you are fans of.
Yeah, that's true.
That's about it.
That's true.
Who are you a fan of?
We're not
and
even.
What do you follow?
We're not even getting down to the your actual ideas.
I don't
ideals.
Really understand who I follow and what I think and what I like. I don't even understand our own ideas and thoughts. You know when they get out there and they question them on
yeah.
the shit and they don't know anything of what they're talking about.
Yep.
But I know I care about this shit.
Why do you?
I know I'm on the right side, right?
I mean, apparently,
right? All my people are here.
That right there, yo. That right there, in a nutshell, it has nothing to do with Miami Spring Break. But we got here. We
wow. got here.
But
Miami Spring Break in the deep dive of collective social consciousness and. What are we be doing in here?
Taking lefts, bro. Hey, take two lefts. What did she say? You don't make U-turns. You take two lefts and a right. Oh, that's what's not on the board. We talk about that right now.
Didn't
say absolutely, my nigga. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Because that's some Black shit. That ain't something that white people are going to pick up on ever. And if you are white and you pick up on that, you have Negro friends.
All right. Bruh, take
your
two.
Circle is not, you know.
You wide, bruh. You diverse.
We it's got very choppy. Right? Take quick.
You don't
shit.
Make a U-turn. You take two lefts and a right.
Wow.
Yo. Or three lefts and a right. One of them. That shit was funny. Anyway, yes, three lefts. Nah, wait.
Can we not?
Anyway. So, because we got to get on to that other shit at some point. Vince Staples, bro. How'd you like it?
How did I like it? It was great. What do you mean, how did I like it?
Because we ain't talked about it, nigga. I had to harass you
for 2 weeks, nigga. We took a spring break.
You have to harass me, bruh. I watched a couple episodes. Avatar came out. I watched Avatar. Then I finished Vince Staples. What are you talking about? You didn't have to harass me. I told you to drop, bruh. You was just acting like I don't want to accept.
But I mean,
you got to watch Avatar first or some shit. Like, but I'm culturally, saying, this isn't bigger.
I mean, if you look at the internet, it is. But yeah, fuck the internet.
It is.
We trying to change the game over here, okay?
I love Vince Staples, bro. All right? But that's not fair to him. What you trying to do?
I didn't do it. Netflix did it.
No, you trying to do it.
Absolutely.
No, you the one putting them against it.
I have to.
Because Netflix did it. Right. Netflix was smart.
No, they
weren't. Like I said, the last motherfucking time we talked about this.
I tell you like this.
You tried to drop this shit.
I tell you like
Netflix said, we going to drop the Vince Staples thing, and the people going to either watch the whole thing, or they're going to watch a couple episodes, and it's going to be in the queue. Then we going to drop this other fire-ass shit. They're going to watch that shit, and then they're going to go back to what they were watching because it's in the queue. That's the whole game, is being in the queue.
I hear you.
Not in the queue.
I hear you, dog. I hear you. But I also feel like there's an overlap between the Vince Staples and the Airbender crowd, right?
What does that even mean?
It's an overlap, nigga. A lot of Vince Staples fans fuck with the anime. So? Vince Staples himself fuck with the anime. He probably wouldn't watch it. He probably watched their shit instead of his own shit. My point is.
I don't see the problem.
My point is they could have dropped the Avatar first. Then let it breathe. Feel me?
I think that would have been the worst idea.
Why?
Because nobody would have heard about it after. Because we watching Avatar. And we talking about Avatar. You got to give it so many weeks to breathe before you then talk about something else.
That Vince Staples shit
been on. Vince Staples dropped and it was in
Vince Staples been on hold for hella long, bro. They could have put it on hold.
It's not on hold no more. It's just that the moment passed for you and you don't like it. It was, he got a good week and you don't like it.
It's not enough, bro.
Only a week.
It's not enough. Like, it's not enough.
He got a week,
though. I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't care. It's not enough.
Who else gets a week? Anything hot gets a week. If you're not hot, you're not getting a week.
I mean, that Cat Williams shit was just a week.
Watch your shit or
I hear you. I hear you, dog. I hear you. He got a week.
Bruh,
I feel like
the Bird Box got a week.
I hear you, dog. I hear you. I'm just saying that the conversations about it ain't enough.
Why? If he gonna get a second season and we'll talk about it again. And then it'll be a longer conversation because niggas love this shit.
I feel like we need a black cable channel that plays all the black shows that's been canceled.
We got one. It's called Tubi, nigga.
They don't... No, nigga. Because HBO Max is trying to hold the rights to all the dope black shit. So, no. Nigga. Okay?
I can't get with this Tyler Perry thing either, bro.
I'm not fucking with him. I'm talking about Southside.
But that's the other shit. That's the BET Tyler Perry verse.
That's why I said...
I can't even...
Did you see how I just ignored that? I didn't
it ain't even real to me.
Registered to me.
We ain't talking about that. What are you talking about? Talking about this other shit.
I'm talking
you don't even consider it black.
I'm talking about, nigga, the shit that I relate to. Southside... Black Ladies Sketch Show, Grand Crew on NBC.
Man, all the rights to all of these. Yeah,
NBC
right.
too. All of them shows that they let rock for about a year or two. And it was like,
it's
all right,
actually more than that. You're it's not a, giving them credit.
There's hella
they
shows.
They had hella years.
There's, no.
They had
Black
hella
Ladies
years.
Sketch Show did. Southside had like three.
They had hella years.
Nigga, stop. No. I'm not. You know what, Brad?
You know what it is,
look,
Brad.
Look.
You get two.
That's why I don't like. That's
and
why
the fact that these motherfuckers got more than two. And
I'm
you
not
mad about it.
I'm not giving you.
It's because they were good and it ended.
I'm not
it
give, was. Brad, I mean, hey,
they
hey,
shouldn't
hey,
have ended.
Hey,
is what you're saying?
How I Met Your Mother played for like 12, my nigga, and they didn't have no storyline there.
I'm not gonna. Hey, huh?
I can name 25 other shows.
But I love.
Bro, rules of engagement, my nigga.
I don't even know what rules of engagement is.
Exactly. 12 seasons. You don't even know. Your whole life, nigga. You don't even know.
Because you said the other one, and I was, you know, that was better than that.
So, this is what I'm saying. When you can get to
because you know how I was watching Reba, right?
Look, do we got to keep going, dog? Do we have to keep going with this? Because...
I love Reba, bro.
Yeah, she got like 15, and then
but
she got
there was no reason... for her to have that many. She never needed more than three, just like anybody else.
You see what I'm saying, dog? Southside can only get three. Black Lady Sketch can only get four. Bullshit, bro. Anyway, Vince Staples, back on that. What was your favorite episode?
Oh, the family cookout. By far. By far. It didn't even kind of come close. You know what I mean? Like, I would only watch that episode again. Like, you know, because I like the whole show. That's the one I relate to the most. You know what I mean? Just being at the family cookout and all of the shit that he was going through. Just trying to be at the cookout. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That was my episode. Talking to the random dude and like having a deep conversation about it.
Talking to the uncle, bro.
Disappear. Hey, hold that.
Hold it down, bro. Hold it down. He gone.
He made it way deeper than that, though. But still, it'd be like, hey, watch
it's
this.
It's on you now. Yeah, no, that's it. It's a great show. That was one of my favorite episodes.
That's a well thought out show.
My favorite episode, though, is the bank. Queen Latifah! If you pull a heist, you George Clooney. If you rob the bank, you Queen Latifah.
He hella right, though. Because that nigga sat and thought about that. Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, we dumb as hell. He right. We didn't have an intro. Them niggas that came through and actually got the shit, they had a real plan. We just knew how we were going to get in here. Huh.
So
nigga saying you Queen Latifah.
So favorite episodes. Favorite character is not Vince Staples.
It's not Vince Staples. Who is it?
No, I'm asking. You.
Who's my favorite character? If it ain't him, it's his mom. That was the whole reason.
But the nigga answered the door and said, "You late." Like, what did she say? I'm 5 minutes early. That's 10 minutes late. We don't do color people time in this house. And then she is like, "Who is that? Put this on." I'm cool. No, you. She said some shit to her.
The whole fucking what did she make? Was it macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The whole macaroni and cheese thing. Who made this? Now you knew I was making this. And she hunted it down the whole
time. It took her with her.
It was the only thing that mattered to her. She I'm going to settle the score, bro. She ain't give whoever a fuck. It was. It don't even matter who. I got war with whoever. You made the other mac and cheese. Then when they actually eating it, and it's like, don't nobody want that? Nah, Don't give her none of that shit. Give her the one everybody wants. Give her some of mine. I loved all of that fucking episode, dude. Yes. Her getting close with his girlfriend and the way that they were.
And there's beefing and then she's like...
But she bringing her around, and it's like, you with me.
You with me. Come on, Deja.
That shit is real.
Yeah, nah, that shit was great, right? Yeah, well thought out, well made.
That one more time on well thought out. That is a well thought out show. Every episode was well thought out to what he was trying to, you know, get portrayed in each part. The shit, like you're going to get to the end and think about it a little bit.
The shit for me was how it's circular. Mm-hmm. If you watch, wherever you jump in at, if you just watch all the episodes again, the shit he did on the last episode starts the first episode, right? If you listen into the radio and shit, it's like, oh, there's shootings in Long Beach, blah, 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 right? And then he driving hella fast and it's like, what'd you do? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then when he was in jail,
he's looking at the police. Yeah. Like, hey.
And then when he was in jail, they was like, yo, if I go over there, then you'll be asking me what I did Wednesday night. And it's like, well, what'd you do Wednesday night? So I thought that was dope that it was like, because even him at the end in the cereal commercial, kapow. Right, yeah. It's like, yo, do y'all see this shit? The way that it links, and it's like, how do you? I feel like it's the story of how does a good kid go bad, mm-hmm. or how do you get involved in this kind of life, right? And it's like, dog, it's kind of the environment.
Literally. Because he's literally just having a walk home every day, right?
Isn't that how he's supposed to be? He's just trying to get home. Yeah. Every day he's trying to get home. And it's some shit every day. Every day. This thing with the, like at the end with the kid. Feel me? It's like
oh,
it's,
no, that one kind of hurt. But the kid was supposed to be oblivious, right?
No, but that...
Because it's going to happen no matter what.
But that's what I'm saying is it's how a good kid goes bad. He just a kid. Mm-hmm. You feel me? His dad is in the shit, mm-hmm. but he don't know. He just a kid, bro. I'm trying to get me a Moo Milk or whatever, mm-hmm. right? I'm just trying to get me a milkshake, blah, 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 blah. But his dad is doing shit. Mm-hmm. So how he got home and all the shit that transpired before he got home, and then you see the nigga on TV, kapow.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. Hey, I loved it. You understand why I was here. I was excited about it. It delivered. And I feel like it's like, I hate the internet. And the reason why I hate the internet is because when something like this comes out that's well thought out, well made.
Can I talk about it though?
We critique it like it's not good. I watch all them YouTube niggas.
Oh no!
No, because the reason and what I'm saying is
that's what they exist for, bro.
No, but this is the thing. I don't mind the criticism, right? Because you know, I want you to look at things critically. That's mm-hmm. fine. But when you can look at it and you just saying shit because that's what people gonna click on, not because that's what it is. Right, or there ain't no traffic on that show, so I ain't gonna talk about it.
I can generate a headline about this to make people want to engage with it.
Right, and it's like, nah, bro, this is actually really good, and it should be talked about in that fashion.
That it was great,
but was it better than Atlanta? The fuck, bro, we not comparing them, nigga. This is a new show by somebody else. Like, the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Why are we even putting them against each other?
What was
the point of that?
No, it's like, it's because they're black rappers or they're black creators? Okay, cool. But, nigga, two people can make things.
Yeah, it don't have to be like, the same. It doesn't even have to be put against each other.
So,
That's not necessary.
And the way that I see that they'll run up movies about how bad... videos about how bad Madam Web is or how great this new Marvel shit is or whatever the next Marvel announcement out. This is a great piece of content. Mm-hmm. On the biggest platform out. That's not YouTube.
But this is where I say, just be happy that it's in the queue.
I hate this thing.
You center in on the bad things too much. And this is why he was happy to get the Netflix deal as opposed to getting the Hulu deal or some shit like that. Where it could be there and then it won't be there in 6 months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Usually when it's on Netflix, it's going to stay for a while.
Yeah.
And then it'll tell you when it's going to leave. And
it'll pop it up.
So that you make sure it reminds you to watch this before it leaves. Only Netflix is like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean,
it's framed in a way that people are still going to watch your shit even when they didn't watch your shit.
While I hear you.
I don't think you are.
I hear you.
He's on Netflix, bro.
I understand what you're saying. It's gonna be it's a good recommended for you show.
Avatar was a good recommended for you show.
No, I'm saying
let me finish. Avatar was a good recommended for you show for people who want to see Avatar, right? But that's to everybody in the world. We were happy that it made it to Netflix.
Nah, check it.
We were happy that Avatar, that was so big in our childhood, made it to Netflix and not something else.
All right, so check it.
Vince Staples is a small entity of a person, bro. And he
but made he's it amazing. To Netflix.
He made it to Netflix. Nigga, be happy, bro. It wasn't on HBO, like you said. creative license to do this shit.
I'm okay with it.
The way he wanted.
What I was going to say was, it's a good recommended for you show because niggas like you watch Avatar and they'll be like, oh, people that watch this, watch this. That's all I'm saying, bro. So I get it. I understand.
Niggas like you watch Avatar. Y'all like this stuff.
So it's going to be like, oh, you watch Avatar and you watch like that Galaxy movie by Kid Cudi, bro. Vince Staples is for you.
Right, though.
See, right. I know how to. Netflix easy to figure out. We know that you can connect these dots, Brent. It's for you. So I get it. I'm just,
kids.
I.
We got to connect with the young.
I mean, kids. I'm just saying. I wanted it to. I like. I mean, it's the same energy I got for Southside. It's the same energy I got for Black Lady Sketch Show. But same energy I got for Grand Crew. Like, I'm saying, for me personally, I have. You say I'm not a fan of shit. These are the shits I'm fans of.
But this, there's nothing bad about this stuff. You doing what the YouTube people do, right? I feel like you create no problem where there's no problem. Only because it came out at the same time that something else came out that was even more popular than this would be.
Well, I was really mad because all of my friends just didn't finish Vince Staples.
Because they watched Avatar.
And it's like, I hate all of you niggas.
And it's funny, too, because Avatar was not as good as Vince Staples. It was not as good.
See? But and all I wanted was an hour and a half.
All you wanted was somebody to tell you that. And say that out loud. And we're not going to say that.
You why did, though. It's on, it's on camera.
But why wouldn't we say that, though? There's no point. We're still going to watch this because it means that much to us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it was good for what it was. Like, if we're going to sit here and talk about Avatar, did you watch it, my nigga?
I watched the first 10, 15 minutes. And then, because I kept getting flashes of the cartoon, like, shot for shot, I turned it off. I'm not going to lie.
That's like, fine.
That's exactly.
And people were mad. See? The people who do criticize were mad that it wasn't a shot for shot. They changed some stuff. They changed enough that people could still find things to be upset about.
And you know what was crazy? The fact that you said that, when the one homie was like, they changed, and he gave me the shot for shot breakdown of what was changed. And I'm like, that's cool, bro, but I don't care that much. So for me... That shit looked exactly the same, my nigga.
The fact that it was as similar to you was enough to turn it off. He wanted it even more similar.
No, he didn't. He was just saying how he liked some of the differences in some of them he didn't. But it was the fact that he knew all of the... He said so much.
I can see it.
I was like... This show was big, guys. But just in the first 15 minutes, my nigga had details from top to bottom. Like,
it was a lot. Because Graham was running through the story, bro. She was running through. That was... Graham and Katara were my only issues with this show.
Okay.
I didn't know Katara was black, for one. And she's kind of bad to know that, too, because she plays a child. Uh-huh. You know how they do the things where we're going to do this off air and we're going to refilm you and you wearing your regular clothes and shit and talking?
Uh-huh.
Damn. Can I say that one more time?
Uh-huh.
Damn. But she can't act, though. Her Kara rendition was...
We've talked about this before. It's like, is it her acting or is it her director?
It could be both. It could be both. Because there was... Pacing in this show had an issue.
We've talked about this. We don't have to do it again.
We don't need to talk about that again. So, I'm just saying.
Nah,
I'm scared to even talk about it. This nigga, hey, we don't need to talk about it again, son. We know about Avatar.
Yeah, we need to talk about Vince Staples more.
See, you can't be a fan of shit around people like this. You can't.
This is back to the other conversation when I'm in my niche shit, when I'm in my little section.
Jeez.
We don't even care about what you're talking about.
Jeez. What did we do wrong? What did we do?
Nothing, bro. You came out a week after Vince Staples. That's what you did wrong.
All right, bro, because I can't talk about it. Since I can't talk about it, we're going to talk about this Tyson-Paul fight.
Hmm.
I hate Fury shit, apparently.
What?
Paul.
No,
is he great?
No,
you don't like him?
Not really.
But he keeps getting fights.
Yeah, because
with everybody,
they make money.
Anybody that has a name, he gets a fight.
Hey,
with.
To be fair, Mike Tyson said he was gonna fight him years ago. Yeah, like he said, well, not because everything Mike was saying was
from a promotion of the sport of boxing. If boxing had been dead, or we don't give a fuck about it, right? UFC was the one, and then Jake Paul and them.
So right.
Jake Paul and them show up.
Everything Mike Tyson said then was so right. Every single fight that Jake Paul has had has been bigger than every main fight in boxing.
Absolutely.
Everything that he has done is bigger.
So that's that makes sense. And if I as a boxer and caring about this sport, if I want to promote it at the highest level, I understand this fight.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that bruh is 60 plus years old, I don't understand that shit. I understand old man strength, but come on, my nigga. Like, we don't test
it. Whoop his ass.
We don't test it, though.
How old is Jake Paul?
28. Like, that nigga's a child,
bro. He's in his 20s. Like, he's facing a nigga in his 60s. That's crazy.
Like, that nigga, no, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm like, this. If this was a street fight, like, in a Walmart parking lot.
Is Mike Tyson really in his 60s, though?
I'm pretty sure. Let's check.
He might be 50-something.
Nigga, that's 60s to me. What the fuck you mean?
But it's not, really. There's a considerable amount of youth in your 50s that you don't have in your 60s.
What?
There's a considerable amount of youth. Nigga, how do you figure?
Because you're like 3 years younger, my nigga?
No, because...
like, yo, what are we talking about? Because I don't know.
I'm about to bullshit my answer. Like, I was about to try to bullshit this.
Ain't no way, dog. Oh, he's 57.
Ah!
He was born. Wait.
He's got some spry years left, bro. What you mean?
He was born in the 60s.
That's crazy,
don't it? See, let's. I'm gonna just make it sound older, nigga. Like,
he was born in the 50s. We in 2020.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, he 50 plus. So I mean, I kind of hear you, but again. Because we just seen Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf go crazy in the Big Three. And he not young. Like, he was out there killing him, right? So I'm not saying you're not wrong. What I'm saying is we don't want to see old niggas fight.
Honestly, I don't want to see Jake Paul fight anyway. I don't care for his fights. I haven't cared for any of his fights.
They're not entertaining. But it's the spectacle up to the fight. It's literally
they care about who he is and I don't.
Bruh, it's literally just the wrestling intro, nigga. We don't give a fuck about the match. We just want to see fucking the whole train come out.
Cool for them, but that's where it's like, you can hype other people up for fights like this, and mm-hmm. I think that's great. Like you said, for the sport of boxing. Mm-hmm. I think Tyson was right. He has been good for boxing
in general, in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. He's brought a lot of attention to
a lot of eyes to his game. Mm-hmm.
Like, people are talking about Rolly and all of these people.
A lot more people are being boxers.
Yeah. Well, just in general, we wouldn't be able to get other MMA fighters getting into boxing and stuff like that mm-hmm. without a person like this, you know, making it happen first. Because
mm-hmm.
we needed the influencer. We needed the influencer. Like, if we don't say that out loud enough. If they didn't have him, these other fights wouldn't have happened, and it wouldn't have given an eye to it, and we wouldn't have had a reason to put them on.
That's right. Because like, it wouldn't have had the attention to it.
Yeah. We wouldn't have had Clarissa Shields get in the MMA, like none of that shit. And she won when she went in there. I think she ended up losing eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But she won the first like two fights that she did, which is pretty big.
That's good enough.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, I'm a champion in this, and I can show I can actually do this. So mm-hmm. if I was to train for it, you know what I mean? Like, if these people wanted to be world-class all-around fighter athletes and we were to blend the sports, it could be different. But at the top of the sport, we can see that there's a clear separation in both sides.
The biggest thing, I think the biggest issue with boxing, besides promotion, is niggas don't fight each other. And with Jake Paul, we don't care about his record and we don't care about who he fight because it's just fun to talk about Paul versus Tyson. You see what I'm
saying? I don't think it's fun to talk about, which is why I don't care to even talk about him.
No, I mean,
like, I want to move this conversation off of Paul and get to the other fight, but because that matters more to me.
But it's not, I'm saying not us particularly, mm-hmm. but in general, we don't give a fuck. Like, we going to talk about Ngannou, is that it? We going
to
talk about
that's the fight that matters more to
me. Right, it does, but bruh, all the hype turned into nothing. right? When we know,
from your perspective,
but when we know Jake Paul's fights ain't nothing but hype. We the results is the results, my nigga. But we only here for the spectacle, right? like that's what.
So hasn't he knocked out all of his opponents, bro?
Did he?
I think so. Like, I don't think he's had a decision. I think he's knocked them all out. Like,
I wouldn't know.
Come on, bro.
I'm not going to look. But I'm, that's what I'm saying is it's like we're only.
He has one of the most devastating knockouts I've ever seen in my life against Woodley, the MMA fighter. But he just walked into a punch.
But I'm saying, check it out. I don't even care about how his fights ended. We just know that they happen.
See what I mean?
But
he has one of the most devastating knockouts
we don't care
we've ever seen.
It would no wait.
But yet we don't even care how his fights ended.
No,
because he we can know lose. It's a spectacle.
Yeah,
at best.
That's what it's for. It's wrestling. Like it's wrestling, bro. That's what I'm saying. So like that's
why it's like I understand what he is for boxing, but. When we sit here and talk about these conversations, I want to move this conversation past him as quickly as possible. Because he doesn't matter to the actual sport. Mm-hmm. Like, Tyson versus him does not fucking matter. In 20 years, nobody's going to give a fuck. Nobody cares about Paul or whoever he fights. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that Ngannou, you know, other fight, that kind of did matter.
It like, did.
That could have been different for the sports.
I mean, it did, but it shows that you're not... You're not a well-rounded athlete. You good at your shit, right? But when you get into another discipline, you're not there.
There's levels to this, which is why I talked about Clarissa Shields first.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like him where I won my first couple matches
mm-hmm.
against lower competition.
Mm-hmm.
You kick the competition up.
It's harder.
It's not just harder. I'm not going to win. I dominate in what I'm good at. Nobody's mm-hmm. ever going to beat me. I'm one of the best ever.
But I can't take it to the next level.
In this.
Or I might be able to, but it's going to take time. Yeah, it's going to take time.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ngannou, he might have started off as a boxer, but that's amateurish at best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you made it in the MMA, you became a world-class MMA fighter, mm-hmm. not a world-class boxer. Just mm-hmm. because you have a boxing background doesn't
don't mean you can box.
You can switch and get to the pros and fight one of the world-class heavyweight prospects who's trying to be a champion right
he
now.
He crushed the fuck. I was just watching that knockout. He crushed the shit out of him.
But now he got to the end of that fight and Anthony Joshua said to him, don't quit boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because of what your name does for boxing, but because you can have a career in this.
I mean, can he?
Just because he beat him like that doesn't mean that you can't get better. Every other boxer that's ever got beat badly. It doesn't look good when you get beat.
It doesn't look good, but it's one of those things that it never looks good when you lose, right? But the way that he lost is it's like, all right, bro, so how many years would you say he got to train to be adequate in that ring against the dude that just knocked him out?
Honestly?
Like, because that's like, that like, see,
I don't know.
Like, and that's the question.
So, yeah.
And that's the question, because it's like, you're right. He can still box and stuff, but I'm saying
he's
like,
older too, so it definitely makes it one of those like
that.
But
and that's what I'm saying is it's like everything you're saying is cool if you young and have the time, right? But if it's like, oh no, I was one of the best over there, and I could come over here and I went rounds with that one brother at one time, right? All right, cool, we good, bro. I could do this, and then you get out there with somebody that's no nigga, you not. I'm here.
But that was actually a double bad. Because that wasn't just bad for Ngannou, who lost the fight. That was bad for Tyson Fury, who got beat by him. And then that dude made him look like an amateur. So when you get into the boxing ring with this dude eventually.
but that also leads
like,
to...
Obviously, he's going to train different for him. I would hope that he prepares himself better if he was going to fight him.
Well,
but you get to see the end of that fight. His look on his face was like, ooh, shit.
Well, I mean,
that's
going
to be a problem.
Have you seen what's the shit?
Have
you seen the Great White Hype?
Yeah,
I would feel that Tyson Fury was looking at him like dude was looking at the white dude. It's like, bro, I'm not. I'm preparing, right? Like, of course, I'm in the gym, my nigga. I'm getting my shit in, but I'm not out here like, yo, he might hurt me. Let me step my shit up. I'm not out here like, fuck Tyson Fury body. It's like, how was he training, my nigga? Because you can have a fat boy body and still matter. Be tight. Yeah. You see, you know what I mean? Like that.
That's how he got there in the first place.
Yeah. So it's like that. But how were you actually
prepared for him?
And that's what I mean.
And that's how he got knocked on his ass.
Yeah, exactly. Because you bullshitting, bro. You great white hype. You know, you nigga. I'm the nigga. But like, what you gonna do to me?
The difference. And because when you're in the ring with both, mm-hmm. you know the how it feels.
Yeah.
And he was in the ring with Ngannou and saw how it felt to get punched and to go a couple rounds with him, mm-hmm. his endurance, his speed, right? And it was like, it was enough to give him pressure. Not only that, he knocked him on his ass, but it was enough. That other dude that got in the ring with him, mm-hmm. he walked circles around him in less than two rounds, right? He beat the fuck out of him.
But again, though.
I got to get in the ring with that.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying about preparation. When we know going in to the first fight that bruh had a boxing background, but he was just coming from the UFC. If I'm Tyson Fury and I know this shit don't count for nothing but some dollars, I ain't really setting it up like that.
But the way I'm looking at it, because I feel like Tyson Fury has had a cakewalk to the champion, to being in the
possibly, you know, I don't watch belt. Boxing, so you might
be right. He's had a cakewalk to me, and then they talk about him as if he's been some great guy, right?
I mean,
and
but
he hasn't really been tested like that.
Well, you can't.
Deontay Wilder is his best challenge. Mm-hmm. He's not the most technical boxer.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to somebody who's going to be a more technical boxer,
might get his ass beat. But
I think when you see Ngannou get his ass whooped, mm-hmm. and you pan out to Tyson Fury's face, that's to the story, not Ngannou getting beat. Like, this is why it's not bad that this happened. Mm-hmm. This is good hype, because the next fight that actually matters is that guy against the champion, right? Like, how is he going to look against him? And then you pan out again to his face.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like, I got to get prepared for that, because he looked like a child against him. I couldn't make him look like a child.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear you, but again, I'm thinking it's more of what's on the line for this, right? Like, you know, people get up. That you get up when it's serious. You get up when it's necessary. It's like,
I hope that's it, because I don't want a big fight and he make you look stupid. Especially when they hype you up like you the best ever. You one of the best ever.
But I also can't buy into the hype only because we prisoners of the moment, bro. Holyfield and
Lennox Lewis.
There we go. Thank you. I had so many names that were not right. They was the order was wrong and everything. But but yeah, like, you know what I mean? Those were the greatest ever at the time. And then when you look back, you're like, oh,
you know what? Those were really good boxing years compared to now.
Absolutely. So,
nigga, Antonio Tarver.
Who?
Wow. He was the one in the Rocky movie, bro. You don't even know who he is. Did you see Rocky? Was it 5 or 4? Whatever. The one where he, 5, I guess.
Nope.
Where he came back and he old and shit. And nah. He had to fight the young nigga with the championship. It was Antonio Tarver. You know? Damn, bro. He was lightweight good.
I don't care about boxing at all. So, with that, I think we should wrap it up. Y'all should go to watch Vince Staples. Come to my show March 20th. Tune into boxing to see.
Tune into boxing!
See if Mike Tyson do something to Jake Paul or the other way around.
Get the fuck out of here. Jake Paul is going to win.
Oh, bro, you know what? You know what, though? You know what? That's not cool.
You know, it's funny.
That's
when
not cool.
When did you see the promotional video of how they both train and how they look where they do them, where they do the things where it's under?
Uh-huh.
All right, and then Jake Paul's on the top, and it looked like his video is moving in slow motion, and then you see Tyson training as a 50-year-old man. How fast is shit. It's like, this is about to be the fight coming up, right? And it's like, dude. He should kill him, right?
Bruh.
But
We know. Nah, like, what really sucks, though, is it's like all the shit that we've, our whole life, Mike Tyson has been the best. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care, he went to jail, he went through some shit, everybody go through up and downs, shit happens, my nigga has always been that dude, right? And we gonna put him in the ring
with the next great white hope.
With, bro, with, you know it's a contract fight, you know there's some stipulations in there on what you can and can't do. So it's like, this is not... Why are you gonna kill my hero like that?
Because he's getting paid, and he said it was good for boxing because it's bringing attention to a sport that nobody cares about anymore,
bruh.
Like you said, because you don't give a fuck, but we talking about it.
Nah, but again, all it's gonna all this great and look, conversation. About we boxing. Did, but all it's gonna do, all it's gonna do is make me not like it anymore because it's the
you don't want to see him lose to somebody like that,
bruh. It caps off the amount of bullshit that boxing is. There's no unified champion. There's hella different divisions, hella different conferences and shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, he the champion over there, and he the champion over there.
Then there's this new thing of everybody being undefeated because they don't fight anyone.
None of these things make me like the sport. And then you take the one boxer that I've ever given a fuck about. The one boxer that I've ever tuned into. The nigga that we pay, everybody house paid for Mike Tyson.
And he's 57 years old.
And you gonna bring him out here old to fight this young nigga for ratings.
You're right.
That's it. Like, come on.
End the show. You're right. I was trying to be positive.
It's like, ain't that shit. It's shit trash.
You're right. That shit is trash.
Yo.
That ain't it.
I'm El Ludo.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
This has been a straight dope show. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. Get a sweater like this one, not this one, though.
Honestly,
on the straightdopestore.com.
I'm gonna just,
it's fly, ain't it?
I'm gonna just start.
Soft. It's one of the best sweaters ever. The only thing that's weird is it don't touch my shit. I just told you it was soft in the nigga chest. Fuck is happening?
Nigga, don't touch me, nigga. You on a bus like a white woman, bro. Don't touch me!
Oh shit, I can't run from it either.
Oh shit. I didn't tell you. All right, we're going to have to end the episode, but my boss got knocked out.
All right, bro, we going to talk. All right, y'all. Oh my god, did I press the wrong one?
Did I press the wrong one? But honestly, sometimes you should leave people alone. Not walk up.
You should never touch anybody in general.
Taught lessons,
bro. Why are you touching? That's not. That is not.